countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
Now, sweat houses are among the smallest and most mysterious of buildings scattered across the Irish countryside. Curiously, County Leitrim has the highest concentration of sweat houses on the island. And earlier this year, a community project was set up by Leitrim County Council to find out how many sweat houses survive, what they were used for, and why they were so widespread in the county. It's the brainchild of Leitrim Heritage Officer Sarah Malone and is funded by the Heritage Council. Now, around 30 volunteers from around the county have been recruited to help with the research. Frances Kelly went to meet the project coordinator, Aidan Hart, near Parks Castle on the shores of Loch Gill as he guided a group around a sweat house located there.
You're all together, are you?
Yeah.
Come around there. So this is the sweat house here. What they are is small stone buildings with a small entrance, usually with a stone at the top that can be removed to allow draft through it when you're lighting the fire. Fill them up with turf, set that lighting, leave it 4 or 5 hours. When the fire had burned down, the ashes are raked out and all the hot embers or whatever will come with it. And they'd be put to the side. You can look inside if you want. Is anyone brave enough to go in?
Yeah, I'll go in. I'll take a look.
It's a very small structure. It looks like a beehive hut. With a flat slabbed roof above, you wouldn't be able to stand up in it, but sitting down, it's comfortable. It would be quite dark, and certainly with the entrance closed, it would be very dark. It's quite cool and a little bit damp now through lack of use, but undoubtedly when it was being used, it would have been a very dry, very warm, even hot atmosphere in here.
The person who was going to use the sweat house would get undressed and either crouch or stand or sit or however they fit in their best. They'd have green rushes cut or maybe a couple of sods of grass, but they'd lay them out on the floor because the floor was after getting heated as well, obviously. The doorway was blocked up and the person would start sweating inside. They might stay inside 2 to 3 hours. The door is taken away, they come out, and then in most cases it seems they go and wash in a well or a stream, or in this case, straight into the lake. What they were for was anyone suffering from arthritis, rheumatism. The list is long: sore eyes, sciatica, lameness, gout, infertility, and even mental disorders.
Why is there such a concentration in Leitrim?
We're not sure whether they originate here or whether this was just the last place that they were used. Even in the mid-19th century, so in around 1850, there's still no doctors up in the valleys here. So that seems to be the reason that they might have survived. They seem to have been used right into the 20th century in some places, but they were dying out from the middle of the 19th century onwards. When they came into being is unknown, but the idea of sweating to cure aches and pains and other sicknesses in Ireland goes back as far as the Bronze Age.
There's over 100 sweat houses now on record in County Leitrim.
How does that compare to the rest of Ireland?
It's about a third of the entire number for the island of Ireland. There's about 350 in the Republic of Ireland, so it really is a core area of sweat house survival.
Aaron Kedward is taking part in the survey, and he's been looking at sweat houses around Ballinagleera.
So sweat houses is something that's, I think, almost in the back of a lot of people's minds. If they're the landowners that have sweat houses in them, or the sweat houses in the general area, they're not spoken about because they're not seen too often. Most of it's on farmland, most of it's along ditch lines or streams or riverbanks. A lot of them are quite inaccessible, either a very steep riverbank hidden behind briars. Luckily enough, 2 out of 3 of the sweat houses on my hit list, as it were, are accessible, and they're in land relatively close to where I'm living.
Jacinta Heslin contacted the survey because she has a sweat house on her land near Tacloon.
We were always told that the indentation on the hill behind my current house was a sweat house, and all my father knew was that there was a tunnel that led into it. As children, we used to wonder, what did they do in there and how did they get in? And And one family remembered their dad saying that it was there when he was young, and that has sort of spiked my interest in the sweat houses.
So I've been told that a new sweat house that hasn't been recorded before has been found by another volunteer on the survey. So I'm going to join up with him as he goes up to record it.
My name is Donald McCarthy. I live out in Kilobin, a small place between Dara and Drumcairn. This one, it's an upland sweat house. It's about 80 yards from Tommy Maughan's house. It doesn't appear in any map. It's never been recorded. It's very spectacular and safe because there would be no grazing animals, like bullocks, for example, or big heifers. A few sheep is all, so you didn't have that risk to damage, which the lowland ones had.
Okay, we've just arrived at the sweat house now. It's up on the side of a steep slope high up on this mountain that we've been hiking for the last 40-45 minutes. It's set into the side of the hill, so only the outer face of this sweat house is showing. It's very small, the entrance is very small, and to be honest, if you weren't actually looking directly at it, you could easily miss it.
Hi Francis, I'll let you just jump in there.
This is smaller than Paris.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Not as watertight, but a nice flat slab roof again. You wouldn't get two people in here. This is definitely for warmth.
Yeah, it's a small, yeah. I just love the location of it.
Absolutely stunning. The most scenic view overlooking Counties Leitrim and West Cavan. So while the sweat house that we're looking at is about 50, 60, 70 metres from the farmstead here, mm-hmm. would you say that it was used only by the family that lived in that house, or was it for the use of all the families in the area?
There's no way of knowing, but I suspect because of the size of it, because of the fact that there's no shortage of stones in the area, it wasn't that we were short of sweat houses. I suspect it may well have been that sweat houses were sometimes used possibly just exclusively for one family.
Okay, right, so we'll head back down. One last question. With all the interest the survey is generating about sweat houses, will there be any long-term benefit for them?
Hopefully the sweat houses that we have researched and uncovered will be taken better care of, because some of them are showing signs of, you know, neglect and dilapidation, and they really need to be looked after, because the clock is ticking and for some of them time is running out.
And that was Donald McCarthy, a volunteer of the Leitrim Sweathouse Project, speaking with our reporter Francis Kelly. And you can go to leitrimcoco.ie for more information on that project.